students at Heading Elementary School in Abington burn off some of their boundless energy during gym class. Fortunately for them, they saved some of it for channeling into the Penny Parade. During the campaign, the school students collected more pennies than any other participating Knox County school. The children had only 1 week to collect the money. Some, such as fourth grader Lucas Tinkham, tapped an old, reliable money source.
I just, got all the change out of my piggy bank and went from there.
Pam Fouch teaches one of the two fourth grade classes at Heading. She says the two classes took the lead in organizing the school's effort.
The kids really took the challenge, and over $635 for the whole school was really an awesome response to the challenge.
Susan DeHorati is the school's other fourth grade teacher. She says there was a lot of tension in her class the day students counted the pennies they collected.
And so they were very excited, and especially they kept wondering, well, did we win? Did we win? As we were counting all day. And so then I told them that we did.
Her students collected more pennies than any other class at the school, $125 worth. That's an average of 500 pennies per student. The countywide campaign collected just a shade more than $1,900 from eight schools. A former Heading school principal who now serves on the board for the Carl Sandburg State Historic Site in Galesburg says the money will help. But Stan Shover feels the cash might not be the most valuable contribution from the Penny Parade.
I think more than the money, putting it out into the public's view again. There's a lot of people in Galesburg, I think, that just said, oh, well, it's just another thing that's going to be gone.
Shover says the fundraiser began in 1960, but interest waned until recently. He says this year's campaign rekindled memories and interest.
It was just amazing how many adults came up to me the day that the kids brought their pennies in. I said, I remember 20 years ago, or 30 or 40, when I used to collect pennies, you know.
Shover says it's unfortunate that Sandburg, who won three Pulitzer Prizes, is best known for having his name on a college, a mall, and a street in Galesburg. That is about all a group of Heading School students knew before they delivered the pennies to the poet's birthplace.
He wrote music and stuff, and he had a guitar thing.
He used to be a firefighter.
Yes, actually, I learned that he was a famous poet, and I knew about the Carl Sandburg College and all that. I just didn't know how good of a person he was.
I forgot most of it.
Those are fourth graders Zach Redding, Abby Tinkham, Lucas Tinkham, and Kerrigan Martin. Stan Shover hopes the annual Penny Parade campaign will encourage those students to learn more about Sandburg. He also hopes it generates renewed interest in the Sandburg site, although there are some concerns about its future. Shover says Pam Fouch asked if the students would be able to tour it this spring. He says due to state budget cuts, it's not known whether the birthplace of Carl Sandburg will be open to the public this year. I'm Jim Lenz.